Namaskarvebhyah. Namaskaram to all. So we will start the class. Ashok Maurya, can you please do the opening chant? I will share my screen now. You can
yes.
And do.
Yes.
Please go ahead.
वक्रतुण्डमहाकाय सूर्यकोटिसमप्रभा निर्विघ्नं कुरु मे देव सर्वकार्येषु सुसर्वदा
तमं सर्वकार्येषु नाट् सु
यस् सर्वकार्येषु सुसर्वदा
सम्यक् सो वी हैव बीन् सीइंग अबौट् वोवेल्स् कान्सोनेन्ट्स् and a few word formation or words. We saw about nouns in the beginning, and then we started doing sambhashana sanskritam by introducing ourselves. Mama nama Sumitra, bhavatah nama kim, bhavatyah nama kim, and then we did saha ramah, eshah krishnah, सा सन्ध्या एषा सीता तत् गृहम् एतत् पुस्तकम् हू इस् नाट् म्यूटेड् ऐ हियरिङ्ग् मै ओन् वाय्स् रङ्गराजमहोदय प्लीस् म्यूट् युर् सेल्फ् If you don't mute, the background noises will be there in the recording. When you want to hear the recording, then it will be a problem for you only. So that's why I'm asking all of you to mute it. And then we learned about Kim. Bhavatah nama Kim. So Kim represents what? And Kaha a word for masculine or pullinga shabdah purvam saha ityeva lekaniyam, which means in front of a pullinga shabda, which is a masculine word, you should be using saha or kaha if you want to ask a question. Kaha ramah, saha ramah, eshah ramah. If it is going to be a feminine or strilinga shabdah, then before to that, purvam sa should be used. So the way to ask question will be ka sita, meaning who is sita, and the answer would be esha sita or sa sita, she, depending upon the person is nearby or standing in distance. And then for neuter gender or napumsaka linga shabdah purvam tat ityeva lekhaniyam or vadaniyam. So tat griham, etat griham. So likewise we saw about how to use it. Now can any of you volunteer and introduce yourself, and I want you to say what do you do in Sanskrit. You first introduce yourself and then say what do you do, I mean your profession. Shall we start with Indra Bhagini?
Mama.
Namaskar. Indra, mama nama.
It should be namaskaraha. It's not namaskaraha.
Namaskaraha. Mama nama Indira.
Indra, it's not Indira. Only in Tamil you will have to write E Indira. Actually the name is Indra. Indira, it's Indra.
Mama nama Indra.
Astu. Bhavati kim karoti? See, now you know what I mean by bhavati, right?
Yes, sir. Yes. Mama
kim, also you know it means what? Karoti means an action. So what do you do?
no homemaker, what can I say?
Grihini, grihini asmi.
Grihini, yeah?
Aham grihini asmi.
Aham grihini asmi.
Tamam. Can you repeat all the sentences once so that you will get used to it?
Mama nama Indira. Indra. Mama nama Indra. Grihini.
See, aham means I am.
Aham.
Okay.
Can you repeat once again, please?
Grihini.
No, no, full sentence. Aham.
You try. There are only three words. What is this?
Yeah, mama naam, mama nama Indra. Aham grihini asmi.
That's it. Put a bit of focus, you will definitely remember it.
Mama nama Indra, aham grihini asmi.
Now if you want to ask me, what do I do? Indra Bhagini, I was talking only to you.
Tell me, madam.
Now, I want you to ask me, what do I do?
Okay. What do I do? Kim?
Can I answer, madam?
No, please wait for your turn.
Okay.
Indra Bhagini, are you there?
Yeah, yeah, I am there.
I already asked you, only that I'm asking you back.
Yes, my concentration is understood now.
So it's what do you do, right?
Yeah,
when you
can
want
you
to
just,
ask?
Yeah, yeah, please, once again, can you repeat? You just ask me, I will answer it, and then I'll, please.
Okay, you start from the beginning, then we will do a conversation.
Yes, please.
You can start. Okay, I will start already. Yeah. Namaskarah, mama nama Sumitra, bhavatya ha nama kim?
Yeah, nama kim. Namaskarah. Mama nama Indra.
Bhavati kim karoti?
Kim karoti? Mama grihini asmi.
It's not mama grihini asmi. You know, literal translation of mama grihini asmi means my homemaker.
Okay.
You told just now, no, Bahini, just before a while you told the complete sentence. It's only made up of three words. Vaidhinathan Mahodaya, can you help her? Saurul Bhagini, please mute. Vaidhinathan Mahodaya, are you there? Unmute yourself and you can help Indra Bhagini.
Mama nama Indra. Namaskar, mama nama Indra. Bhavatya grihini asmi?
I am not a grihini.
Oh.
See, you have to say, I am grihini. Bhavati kim karoti, just now you asked, which means what do you do? Bhavati means you. Then how can you say Bhavati grihini asmi? Asmi represents only you. वैद्यनाथन् महोदय केन् यू ट्रै
नमस्कारः मम नाम वैद्यनाथनः
वैद्यनाथनः
ओहो वैद्यनाथः अहम् उद्योगी रिटैर्ड् भगिनि रिटैर्ड्
I'll tell that
okay.
But can you just help her out saying I am
aham udyogi
Indra Bhagini, do you get now?
Yes, got it. Aham Green Yasmi.
Astu. So when you want to say retired, it is Varshika Vritti.
Varshika
Vritti.
Varshika Vritti.
Yeah. Or if you want to say retired life, you can say Nivritti.
Nivritti.
Nivritti. It means you are in retired life.
That is the easier factor.
Nivritti would be easier.
Bhavatya naam kim? Bhavati kim karoti?
No. Wait. Bhavatyaha naam kim? Bhavati kim karoti? First thing, it is not Bhavati naam kim. Okay. Bhavatyaha technically means what is your, that your for feminine gender is bhavatyaha. And if you want to ask what do? You is common for both masculine and feminine. So here you can simply say bhavati kim karoti.
I thought of asking your name because you asked me. I thought I should have two questions. One is,
yes,
bhavatyaha naam kim.
It is not naam. Forget Hindi, you are learning Sanskrit.
Bhavatyaha naam kim?
It's not naam, it is nama.
Oh, nama.
Only in Hindi you will be saying naam.
Bhavatyaha.
Sorry. I am not against Hindi. I know Hindi, I can speak it very well. But for learning sake, I'm saying.
I know neither Hindi nor Sanskrit. I'm learning. Bhavatyaha.
Not naam.
Bhavatyaha nama kim?
It's not bhavatyaha, it's bhavatyaha. As I told you, whatever vowel you take, aha, aha, ihi, ihi, so that has to be followed.
Bhavatyaha.
Yeah, very good. Bhavatyaha.
Bhavatyaha naam kim?
Naam.
Bhavati naam kim? Bhavati kim karodi?
Uttamam. Mama naam Sumitra. Aham chhatra asmi.
Shastra.
No, not chhatra. Chhatra, which means I'm a student.
Chhatra.
Yeah.
Student. Chhatra student.
Chhatra. Okay?
Cha.
The aspirated letter. Dhanyavadam. Uttamam. So we'll have to quickly practice it. Charumati Bhagini. Indra Bhagini Vaidyanathan.
Namaskarah.
Namaskarah.
नमस्कारः मम नाम चारुमती
अहं
गृहिणी अस्मि
उत्तमं मम नाम चारुमती अहं गृहिणी अस्मि सो हौ डु यू आस्क् वाट् ऐ डु इमेजिन् ऐ एम् अ मेल् नौ
ओके भवान् किं करोति
उत्तमं भवान् किं करोति इट् पर्सनस् नाकिलेन् भवती किं करोति पर्सनस्
फेमिनिन्
सम्यक् अपर्णा भगिनी
थेङ्क् यू
स्वागतं वदतु भगिनी अपर्णा भगिनी
मम नाम अपर्णा ऐ जस्ट् वाण्ट् टु नो वाट् यू काल् अ डेण्टिस्ट्
सोरि युर् वाय्स् इस् अ बिट् फीबल्
I don't know, what do you call a dentist?
A dentist?
Hello? I can't hear you.
Bhagini, are you there?
Yeah.
Dentist is Danta Chikitsaka. So you're a female, so Danta Chikitsaka asmi.
Danta Chikit?
Danta Chikit. Saka.
Saka, okay. Aham Danta Chikitsaka Asmi.
Asmi. Yeah. Asti Asmi. Is when you want to say he is a dentist. Saha dantya chikitsakaha. Asti. Sa dantya chikitsakaha. Saka asti. Partha Sardi Mahodaya, please mute.
Yes, please.
Can you please mute?
Thank you.
Bhagini?
Padati.
Asmi is Ikara, right? Or Asmi?
No, it's Asmi.
Asmi.
Oh, Hraswa Ikara. You should call it Hraswa Ikara, Deerga Ikara.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
I am again reiterating, please mute yourselves. If not, it will be a real headache to me to ask one by one. That will waste a lot of time. Please understand and please be mute. Okay. Lakshmi Partha Sarathi Bhagini, now you can unmute.
Yes.
And talk.
Yes. नमस्कारः मम नाम लक्ष्मी अहं गृहिणी अस्मि
उत्तमं सो हौ डू यू आस्क नौ यू आर यू कैन आस्क योर हस्बैंड ही इज आल्सो देयर देन ही कैन कंटिन्यू
व्हाट डू यू वांट मी टू आस्क हिम
यू आस्क हिम यू कैन हैव अ कन्वर्सेशन लाइक मम नाम इज सो एंड सो एंड व्हाट इज योर नेम एंड अहं सो एंड सो एंड व्हाट डू यू डू
अच्छा मम नाम लक्ष्मी भवतः नाम किम्
उत्तमं मम नाम पार्थसारथि अहं निवृत्ति
उत्तमं निवृत्ति अस्मि
अस्मि निवृत्ति अस्मि
यू कैन आल्सो से निवृत्तः अस्मि विच इज आल्सो मीन आई मीन विच आल्सो मीन्स द सेम
निवृत्तः अस्मि
That is also fine. Uttama, you can mute now. Nitya Bhagini.
Please look in. Namaskara.
Namaskara.
Bhavatya nama kim?
No.
Mama nama Nitya.
Not the first you say your name. Properly say how to ask. It's not Bhavatya. Properly say.
Bhavatya nama kim?
Can you come again?
I'm asking also. Bhavatya nama kim?
It's not Bhavatya. Please say it properly. You're missing the visarga. Say it properly.
Bhavatya nama kim?
You're missing the visarga. What is visarga? I explained.
Bhavatya
nama kim.
I request others to be in mute, not to help. I'm trying to make every single person talk. Please don't interrupt. Yeah, go ahead, Bhagini.
Bhavatya nama kim? Bha is visarga is with the breath nam Bhagini.
No, it
aspiration.
Is a kind of breath, but not as you say. Can you recite the vowels completely?
Always. A-I-E-E-U-U-R-U-R-U-A-I-O-O-U-M-A-H-A.
And what is that aha? A followed by what? A followed by what is aha?
Aha.
I'm asking you a question. You said aha.
Is Bhagini.
A is followed by something. What is that something known as?
The two dots.
What is that?
Ha.
What there is a name for it. What is that?
Visarga.
Then how you should be pronouncing Bhavatya with Visarga?
Bhavatya nama kim.
Where is Visarga here?
Aha.
You said aha. Bhavatya. Ha is the Visarga.
Ha. Okay. Bhavatya nama kim.
Where is that ha coming here? you say the two dots, right? Where will you keep the dots here? Will you keep it after bha?
Oh, it's then a papa, papa, baba, ba, bhavatya namakim.
Bhagini, please understand. I'm asking you, okay. Visarga is two dots. You understand it, right?
Yes, yes.
Where will you keep bhavatya, visarga? Where that does comes?
There is no visarga.
But, you have to add a visarga.
Papa, baba, that birth, we should come with
that
some
is
aspiration.
All fine. That is fine. It has to be aspirated. Bha, but I am asking bha. You to add a visarga at the end. Then how will you recite it?
Bhavatya.
Add a visarga at the end.
Bhavatyaha namakim.
It's not bhavatyaha, it's bhavatyaha. Just now I explained to Vaidhyanathan Mohriya. Please listen. It's bhavatyaha, not
bhavatyaha. Bhavatyaha namakim.
Yes. Then go ahead. Yeah. Do you understand what I wanted?
Is it bhavatyaha namakim?
Yes. Yeah, and then go ahead. Bhavati kim karoti? Are you there?
Nama Nitya.
I'm asking you, Bhavati kim karoti?
Aham, I am running a preschool. How do I tell that, Bhagini?
You are running a school, right?
Preschool, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, technically it's, that's also a school. So you can say, Aham vidyalayam chalayami.
Vidyalayam chalalami.
Chalayami.
Oh. Chalayam. Aham vidyalayam chalayami.
Yeah, aham vidyalayam chalayami. You are running a school.
Okay. Thank you, Bhagini.
Yeah, please note
yes,
down
Bhagini, thank you.
When others speak here properly so that I'm asking everybody to again and again say it only because you'll get used to it as you hear. So if you concentrate well, I'm sure you can speak in 10 days just like that. It's
definitely okay, Bhagini, okay.
Dhanyavadha. Shriti Bhagini. Shriti Bhagini, are you there?
Yes, I had to unmute myself.
All right, you can speak now.
Okay. Yeah, just bear with me. Yeah. Yeah. Mama nama Shriti. Aham Rasti, I don't know how you say, project manager.
Project manager in a software in a company or?
In, IT, basically, HR IT, human resources IT, project manager.
Oh, okay, then you can say, Aham Sanganaka Karyalaye Karyam Karomi.
Oh, gosh, can you repeat that, sorry?
Sanganaka is a computer, okay?
Okay.
Sanganakam is computer. Karyalayaha means office. So,
okay.
If you want to say in the office, you can say karyalaye.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Sanganaka karyalaye. Karyam karomi. Karyam is work. So you work for a IT or software firm.
Yeah. I work for
that
actually. Yeah. Yeah, and okay, what do you call an astrologer as my part-time job?
Sorry?
What do you call
an astrologer? How do you say that?
Astrologer?
You
are an astrologer or you are learning astrology?
No, I am an astrologer. That's my passion for years and I'm now working as a part-time astrologer as well.
Oh, okay. Then you can say daivagnyah daivagnye asmi asmi which I mean there are a lot of words for astrologer. You can say ganaka vai just like that. I remember almost 10 to 15 words, but you can use daivagnya daivagnya asmi.
Oh wow, okay. Daivagnya
asmi or jyotisha asmi, that is simpler. Jyotisha asmi.
Yeah, okay, jyotisha asmi.
Asmi. Yeah. Asti is only for he or she.
Okay. Asmi.
So, you can say daivagnya asmi. Or you can even mention the paddhati that you follow, brihat parashara, hora shastra, whatever you follow, parashara, you know, the clan of that, if you want to. In front of it. Are you there? Yes, she left. All right. Ashok Mahadeya, can you go ahead?
Mama namam Ashokaha. Aham, what do you call software engineer?
Sanganaka Karyale, you stick on to this, then we will explore specific terms for everything. Sanganaka Karyale, Karyam Karomi would work for now.
Aham Sanganaka Karyale, Karyakaram.
Karyam Karomi.
Karyam Karomi, Asti.
Asmi, Asmi itself means your dress. Asti is only for he or she. If you want to say he is a software engineer, you will have to say Saha. Sanganaka Karyale Karyam Karoti.
Okay.
Okay, when you want to say you do, it should be Karomi. The ending says if it is you or somebody. Even if you say Karyam Karomi, you need not even say Aham Karyam Karomi, because Karomi is used only to mention you. I mean, I do.
Okay.
The moment I say Nartaki Asmi, I need not say Aham Nartaki Asmi, because it is inside that word itself. Karomi itself means only I can, I do.
Okay.
Okay. Is that clear?
Okay. So after Karya, I should simply say Asmi will do, right?
Asmi or Karyam Karomi?
Yeah, Karyam Karomi or Asmi, yes.
You can say Asmi when you specifically say it.
Okay.
For example, Abhiyantri Asmi, you can say. Abhiyantri means an engineer. Specifically, okay. Engineer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. But when you say in that office I work, Sanganaka Karyale Karyam Karomi. So it's that it means I work for a software system. I'm an engineer. Sanganaka Karyale Karyam Karomi. Aham Abhiyantri Asmi. Or for a male, you should be saying Abhiyantraha Asmi.
Okay. Okay. Aham Abhiyantra Asmi.
Abhiyantrah asmi.
Abhiyantrah asmi. Samyam. Aham Abhiyantrah asmi.
Uttamam. Chandra Bhagini?
Yes. Namaskarah.
Namaskarah.
Mama nama Chandra. Aham homeo vaidya asmi.
What is that?
I am a homeopathic doctor.
Your voice is a little feeble.
Hello. Now I'm.
Yeah.
Mama nama Chandra. Aham homeo vaidya asmi.
Chikitsaka
asmi.
Yeah. Chikitsaka means a doctor.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So, Kavita Bhagini. And also, don't forget to ask Bhavati Kim Koriti or Bhavan Kim Karoti, because that is also important. Just to Namaste. Ask someone else. Namaste.
Mama Nama Kavita. Aham Gruhani Asmi. Bhavati Kim Karoti.
Mama Nama Sumitra. Aham Nartaki Asmi.
Dhanyavada.
Swagatam. Raghunath Mahodaya.
Yes. Namaskaraha. Namaskaraha. Mama nama Raghunadaha.
अहं कार्यालये निवृत्तः
कार्यालये निवृत्तः अस्मि
अस्मि कार्यालये निवृत्तः अस्मि
इट्स् नाट् कार्यालये बिकास् यू हेव् लेफ्ट् द आफीस् कार्यालये मीन्स् इन् दि आफीस्
कार्यालयं
कार्यालयनिवृत्तः
कार्यालये
रिटैर्ड् फ्रम् द आफीस् कार्यालयनिवृत्तः अस्मि
अहं कार्यालये निवृत्तः अस्मि
निवृत्तः
निवृत्तः विसर्गम्
विसर्गः हेस् टु कम् बिकास् यु बीङ्ग् अ मास्कुलिन् यु शुड् बि सेयिङ्ग् कार्यालयनिवृत्तः अस्मि
अहं कार्यालये निवृत्तः अस्मि
या इट्स् नाट् ए रिमेम्बर् इट्स् नाट् कार्यालये ओन्लि इफ् यु से ऐ एम् वर्किङ्ग् फार् अ आफीस् आर् ऐ एम् वर्किङ्ग् इन् आफीस् यु केन् से कार्यालये कार्यं करोमि यु लेफ्ट् द आफीस् नौ यु आर् नाट् इन् द आफीस् सो कार्यालयनिवृत्तः
कार्यालये निवृत्तः अस्मि भवत्याः नाम किं
मम नाम सुमित्रा
भवती किं करोति
अहं गायिका अस्मि
धन्यवादः
गायिका मीन्स् अ सिङ्गर्
धन्यवादः
धन्यवादः शशिरेखा भगिनी
नमस्कारः
नमस्कारः
मम नाम शशिरेखा अहं चिकित्सक अस्मि
चिकित्सक अस्मि
भवती किं करोति
अहं छात्रा अस्मि
धन्यवादः
दीपा भगिनी
नमस्कारः मम नाम दीपा भवत्याः नाम किं
मम नाम सुमित्रा भवती किं करोति
अहं गृहिणी अस्मि भवती किं करोति
अहं छात्रा अस्मि
धन्यवादः
भगिनी अस्तु रङ्गराजन् महोदय
नमस्कारः मम नाम रङ्गराजन् अहं कार्यालयका निवृत्तिका अस्ति भवत्या किं
वेट् गो स्लोलि देर् इस् नो हरि कार्यालयनिवृत्तः
कार्यालयनिवृत्तक अस्ति अहं
कार्यालय नाट् अस्ति
वाट् देट्
अस्मि
कार्यालय अस्मि अहं कार्यालयनिवृत्तिका अस्मि
It's not Nivritika, you're not a feminine, you're a masculine, right? You're a boy. You okay. should be saying Karyalaya Nivritaha Asmi.
Akam Karyalaya Nivritaha Asti. Bhavatya Kim Karogi?
Mahodaya, listen properly. You are doing two mistakes. One is Karyalaya Nivritika, which is wrong. It's Karyalaya Nivritaha. And the second mistake you're doing is you keep saying asti. Asti can be used only for third person.
Okay.
You are saying I am, right?
Asti.
Asmi is correct. Asti is only for he. Saha karyalaya nivritaha asti. Aham karyalaya nivritaha asmi.
Asmi, eh?
Yes, it is asmi, not ti.
Okay.
Hear properly, patiently listen, and then slowly say. There is no hurry. You need not prove yourself here. You can just listen properly and do it.
Mama nama Rangarajan. Aham karyalaya vrittika atmi. Bhavatya kim karogi?
Everything is wrong.
Aham karyalaya vrittika atmi.
Again, I'm saying, if you say nivrittika, it means you are a feminine.
Nivrittika But masculine, what is it?
I just told you. Recollect and say it.
Agam karyalaya vittika asmi.
It's still wrong. You listen to the recording and then do it. Nayana Bagini.
Namaskara. मम नाम नयना अहं योगशिक्षिका अस्मि.
अस्तु.
भवत्या नाम किम्?
नो, इट्स् भवत्याः नाम किम्. डोण्ट् मिस् द विसर्ग. इट्स् नाट् भवत्य, इट्स् नाट् नाम. ओन्लि इन् हिन्दी यु विल् बि सेयिङ्ग् इट् नाम. वि आर् लर्निङ्ग् संस्कृत नौ. इट् इस् नाम. Again, say it properly. Are you there?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Mama Nama Nayana.
Mm-hmm.
Aham Yoga Shikshikaha Asami.
उत्तमं. योगशिक्षिका, अगेन् योगशिक्षिकः मीन्स् युअर् अ बाय् आर् अ मास्क्युलेन्, युअर् अ फेमिनैन्. सो यु के नाट् से योगशिक्षकः.
योगशिक्षिकाः,
इट्स् नाट् काः. काः इस् प्लूरल्. योगशिक्षिका अस्मि, दट्स् इट्.
अहं योगशिक्षिका अस्मि.
इट्स् नाट् असमि, इट्स् अस्मि.
अस्मि. अहं योगशिक्षिका अस्मि.
सम्यक्.
भवत्याः नाम किम्?
इट्स् नाम, नाट् नाम.
नाम.
आर् यु एबल् टु अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् द डिफरेन्स् बिट्वीन् नाम अण्ड् नाम?
यस्, यस्.
ओके, सो इट् इस् नाम अण्ड् नाट् नाम. Always remember, yes. If you use the visarga, Ramah, yes. Krishnah, Karyalayah, yes. So that goes in the masculine category. Only if you are a masculine, you should be saying Sikshakah, Nyayavadi. Nyayavadi is of course common, so you can skip that. Vaidyah, Adhyapakah, all this comes only when the person is a masculine. If you are, yes, a feminine, you should be using A only.
Okay.
Okay? And asmi is the proper pronunciation. It is not asmi. You also cannot use asti because you are referring to your own self. So you should be saying asmi.
Okay.
All right? Dhanyavaad.
Okay.
Satish and Mahodaya, can you go ahead?
You have to say again.
Satish Mahodaya, not you. You can mute.
Mama Nama Nayana.
No, no. Bhagini, I'm calling Satish Mahodaya, not you.
My voice is cracking. I am not...
Can you please mute yourself? Your turn is over. I'm calling some other person.
Okay.
Looks like he is not here. All right, then we can go ahead with Paural Bhagini. Can you try? Paural Bhagini? Okay. Nehal Bagi?
Namaskaraha.
Namaskaraha.
Mama Nama Nehala.
Mm-hmm. Nehal.
Bhavatyaha Nama Kim?
Mama Nama Sumitra. Bhavati Kim Karoti?
Aham Grihini Asmi.
Uttamam.
Bhavati Kim Karoti?
अहं छात्रा अस्मि. उत्तमं,
धन्यवादः.
स्वागतं. हरिया भगिनी.
नमस्कारः. मम नाम हरिप्रिया. अहं गृहिणी अस्मि. भवती किं करोति?
अहं गायिका अस्मि. धन्यवादः. रूपा भगिनी. रूपा भगिनी अस्ति वा
हा अस्ति अस्मि अस्मि
वदतु भगिनि
म्यूट् प्राब्लम्
अस्तु
नमस्कारः मम नाम रूपा भवत्याः नाम किं
नमस्कारः अहं सुमित्रा अस्मि मम नाम सुमित्रा भवती किं करोति
अहं योगशिक्षकी अस्मि
उत्तमं शिक्षका
भवती किं किं करोति
अहं नर्तकी अस्मि
अहं
नर्तकी अस्मि
धन्यवादः भगिनि
धन्यवादः विद्याधर महोदय
नमस्कारः
नमस्कारः
मम नाम विद्याधरः विद्युन्मान अभ्यन्तर अस्मि अभ्यन्तरः अस्मि अहं सङ्गणककार्यालये
अभियन्तर मीन्स् सम् इन्स्ट्रुमेण्ट्
ऐ नो या अभियन्तर इस् द सेम् थिङ्ग् ऐ थिङ्क् यूस्ड् इन् कन्नडा एस् वेल् अभियन्तर अहं विद्युन्मान अभियन्तर अस्मि
वाट् यू एक्चुलि वाण्टेड् टु से विद्युमान ऐ कुड् नाट् गेट् दट्
विद्युन्मान विद्युन्मान इस् इलेक्ट्रानिक् रैट्
ओके इफ् यु वाण्ट् टु से इलेक्ट्रानिक् यु आर् अ इलेक्ट्रानिक् इञ्जिनियर् रैट्
या इलेक्ट्रानिक्स् इञ्जिनियर् सो
ओके देन् वैद्युतक इस् इलेक्ट्रानिक्स् वैद्युतक अभियन्त्रः अस्मि
ओके
और् विद्युत् अत्र इस् आल्सो ऐ मीन् विद्युत् इस् जनरली इलेक्ट्रिकल् even when you want to say the electric bulb you will say you'll be saying vidyut deepah right
correct
so you can use vaidyutah ka abhiyantri yabi abhiyantrah
vaidyutaka
yeah
okay aham vaidyutaka abhiyantra abhiyantarah asmi aham sanganaka karyalaye karyam karomi
uttamam
karomi
करोमि
करोमि बट् वन् वन् क्वश्चन् ऐ थिङ्क् विद्युन्मान इस् द वर्ड् फार् इलेक्ट्रानिक्स् बट् ऐ मीन् ऐम् जस्ट् सेयिङ्ग् इट्स् देर् इस् ए डेडिकेटेड् टर्म् ऐ गेस्
इन् संस्कृतं यु मीन्
ऐ थिङ्क् सो बिकास् इट् इस् यूस्ड् इन् कन्नड विच् इस् मोस्ट्लि गाटन् फ्रम् संस्कृत इफ् ऐ एम् राइट्
ओके बिकास् इलेक्ट्रानिक् यु के नाट् से विद्युत् विद्युत् टेक्निकलि मीन्स् इलेक्ट्रिसिटि
सो दिस् इस् विद्युन्मान
या या ऐ अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् बट् टेक्निकलि देर् विल् बि सम् कैण्ड् आफ् चेञ्ज् इन् द फस्ट् लेटर् यूशुलि इफ् यु वाण्ट् टु से इट्स् एन् इलेक्ट्रिक् डाक्युमेण्ट् देन् द इलेक्ट्रिक् विल् बि विद्युत् okay
okay
so when you specifically want to say electronics engineer vaidyutaka is electronics I'm very sure about this
okay
or vaidyutaka shastra means also means electronics
okay
so yeah I'll check it maybe it's a synonymous okay. word you okay. can just text me the word that you say so that I can also yeah. check here
yeah okay
yeah dhanyawad did I miss anybody? I hope everyone spoke. If not, quickly you can answer.
Sumitra Bhagini. Namaskara. Usharani Chandramouli.
Usharani Bhagini.
Hello, madam.
Yeah?
Can you put me that Agam Karyalaya Nivirtiga
Asmi in a screen? Asmi in a screen? Wait, let them finish. Whoever has not yet spoken, let them finish and then you can ask your doubt.
Thanks, okay.
Yeah. Usha Bhagini, please go ahead.
Namaskarah. Mama Nama Usharani Chandramouli. Okay. Bhavatyaha Nama Kim.
Mama Nama Sumitra. Bhavati Kim Karoti.
Aham Marietta Tamil Vidyalaya Vidyarthini Asmi.
Vidyarthi Asmi.
Vidyarthini or Vidyarthi?
Vidyarthi.
Vidyarthi Asmi. Bhavatyaha Kim Karoti?
Aham Nartaki Asmi.
Nartaki means dancer?
Dancer.
Okay. Satra means?
It's not Satra, Chhatra.
Chhatra means?
Student.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Danyavada.
Swagat. That's better actually. Anybody else who has not yet spoken?
Namaskarah.
Kavadati? Kavadati nama uchitam?
Aham anugraha asmi.
Anugraha bhagini astu vadatu.
Mama nama anugraha. Bhavatyaha nama kim?
Mama nama sumitra. Bhavati kim karoti?
Aham lekika asmi. Bhavati kim karoti?
Aham ghayika asmi. And what did you say? I could not hear it properly.
Aham lekika.
Lekhika, astu. You're a writer.
Yeah.
Uttama, samyak.
Danyavada.
Swagatam. Anyone else left?
Namaskaraha.
Namaskaraha. Ka vadati, nama uchyatam.
Mama nama Rekha.
Rekha, you are not a masculine.
Yeah, sorry. Mama nama Rekha. Uttama. Bhavatyaha nama kim?
Mama nama Sumitra. Bhavati kim karoti?
Aham Gruhini Asmi.
Uttamam.
Bhavati Kim Karoti.
Aham Chhatra Asmi.
Dhanyavada.
Swagatam. So I hope everyone.
Sumitra ji, can I try? This is Indra Narayanan.
Vadatu Bhagini.
Namaskaraha, Mama Nama Indra. Aham Gruhini Asmi.
Uttamam.
भवत्याः नाम किम्
मम नाम सुमित्रा
भवती किं करोति
अहं गृहिणी अस्मि
धन्यवादः
धन्यवादः उत्तमं भगिनी सो जस्ट् लिसन् यु विल् बि एबल् टु डू इट् देर् इस् नथिङ्ग् लैक् यु केनाट् डू इट् ओके गुड् एफर्ट् रङ्गराजन् महोदय नौ यु केन् आस्क् यर् डौट् वाट् इस् यर् डौट्
हलो मेडम् ऐ आक्चुलि मिस्ड् युर् लास्ट् स्क्रीन् शेरिङ्ग् फार् दीस्
No, I'm not sharing anything.
No, last time you gave, you are telling that time stopped as it is. So actually I missed that gender discrimination and the action. That's why I'm not able to follow. Can you at least put one screen telling that gender discrimination and action?
Not right now. When that topic comes, actually then I can do it. This is a spoken class. So whatever I do extra is just out of... Whichever I consider is important, I'm just saying it.
I'll probably try to
send a WhatsApp audio.
Because, you know, that's why I'm repeatedly making mistake, you know. Agam, karyalaga, vrittiga, asmi. But I'm just repeating it, what you are telling. But I'm not understanding it. Can you at least send some thing in a WhatsApp for me?
Yeah. I'll make a short audio and send it.
Thank you, madam.
Yeah. You're welcome. All right. So we have taken a lot of time already. So we'll just quickly move on to the next lesson. First, you will see in the book, and then I'll take you to the screen which I wanted to share it. So, in the book, we are in Atra Tatra. So, I hope everybody's taken your book. It is 1.5. Udaharanam Drishtva Chitrasya Adaha Chitam Riktham Sthanam Purayatu. So, Udaharanam is an example. Udaharanam is an example. Drishtva, the word Drishtva says having, after seeing it. So in Tamil we will say Paathu Sollu. So that Paathu is Drishtva. Udaharanam Drishtva, Udaharanam Paathu. Chitrasya Adaha. Chitrasya is pictures under the picture. Adaha is the Adaha is down to it. Stitham Riktham Sthanam. So the available, fill in the blanks, puraya to finish it off. Okay? Alright, yeah. So the first one, can someone read it? Ashok Mahode, can you try to read it?
Satyam atra asti.
No, it's not itta. Can you please read it properly?
Sastyam.
There is no takara there. There were only three full letters and one half.
Yes, yes, yes. Sasyam. Sasyam atra asti.
Sasyam atra asti. And the hand shows nearby. Sasyam is a small plant or sapling.
Okay.
So you can see a sapling nearby. So sim very similar to Eshaha Saha. When someone is near, then you will be using Eshaha. So when something is near, or you want to refer to the person who is near, Atra. When the thing is far away, then Tatra. Dhanyavadaha Ashok Mahodaya. Chandra Bhagini, can you read the one which is next to it?
Yeah.
Chandra Bhagini.
Vrikshaha Tatra Asti.
Can you be a little more loud? I'm unable to hear it.
Vrikshaha Tatra Asti.
Tatra Asti. And Tatra represents?
There.
Yeah, there. So here, there is Atra Tatra. Okay. Pustakam Atra Asti. Vidyut Deepam. Tatra asti. So the electric bulb is a little far. So I say tatra asti. Atra means nearby. Jalakopi atra asti. It is near to me. Vatayanam tatra asti. The window is there. Okay. So who is there to read next? Naina Bhagini, can you do the next one? Nayana Bhagini, are you there?
Here.
Yeah, please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah.
Pustakam atra asti.
No, I'm asking you to read from the book.
Read from the book. Gruham atra asti.
No, it is not there. Which book are you seeing?
Yeah, I'm on page 8.
Anugraha Bhagini, can you go ahead? Can you see and read if you know the page number? Yeah.
Karyanam. Atra asti.
Uttamam.
And then? Devalayaha tatra asti.
Uttamam. So, any doubt in atra tatra, is that clear to everybody?
Yes.
Okay. So, we will also complete the next page, 1.6. You see a table, right? Pustakam Griham. So, you see atra tatra, kutra, sarvatra, anyatra, ekatra. So, if you understand the difference, then it will be really easy for you. Atra and tatra we already saw, here and there. Kutra, it's a word to ask a question. Where? Griham, kutra asti. Vidyalayaha, kutra asti. So where is the car? Where is the school? Where is the home? Bhavataha griham kutra asti. Bhavatyaha griham kutra asti. So now imagine somebody is asking me, Bhavatyaha griham kutra asti. So I will be saying, mama griham mambalam pradeshe asmi, atava Chennai nagare asmi. So Chennai is the place where I live. So I'll say Chennai nagare asmi. Chennai nagare kutra? Mambalam Pradeshe. So in that area, Pradesham is an area. Okay? Any doubts? You understand Kutra and Pradesham and how to reply it. Okay? And the next one that you see is Sarvatra. sarvatra means everywhere. Ishwaraha sarvatra asti. Vayu sarvatra asti. Okay, so if you want to say there is a doll house and you see dolls everywhere. Panjalika sarvatra asti. Panjalika is a doll that we saw it in the earlier lesson. Go to 1.3 and see before the scale and cycle, in between the cycle, you'll see Panjalika. Panjalika sarvatra asti. And anyatra, it means somewhere else. Not here, not there, but somewhere else. So somebody is asking, Vidyalayam atra asti va? The school here? I will say, na. Vidyalayam anyatra asti, somewhere else. It is somewhere else, not here. And ekatra. Ekatra means in only one place. So, verengam kilegal kadayad mari ekatra. There is no other branch for that. So, chikitsahasmitaha ekatra asti.
Can we say, madam, about Suryaha ekatra asti?
Ekatra is the place. Surya keeps moving, okay. Right? For every month, he moves to different zodiacs.
Yeah.
But ekameva asti, you can say. Ekameva Suryaha.
Okay.
There is only one Surya, okay. But he moves. That is also technically wrong, but still, yeah. Okay. Bhagavadam says there are many Suryas.
Kailash is only one place. Can we say like that, Sumitraji?
Yeah, Kailasham ekatra eva asti, Himalaya Pradeshe.
Rashtrasya Rajadhani ekatra asti.
Uttamam, wonderful. So now you can come up with examples, not necessarily immediately. You can think, have debate among yourselves in the group. You can discuss. You can correct yourselves in the group as well. So, ekatra, and imagine I've got only one griham, and I'll say, mama griham ekatra eva asti. There is only, it's only in the one place. Atra, tatra, kutra, sarvatra, anyatra, ekatra. Here, there, where, everywhere, somewhere else, only in one place. Is that clear? Any doubts? You can ask your doubts if you have any.
One doubt is that yesha sa like that.
Yeshaha
saha yesha and sa we have seen, no?
Yeah.
The same way here and there, when where we will look better, this one, almost it is the same, no?
It is not the same.
Here and,
See, saying here is different from there. Why do you want to say if somebody is in distant place and you want to say here it is? You will definitely say it is there. It is clearly given in the book with the help of the hands, right? If it is nearby, you have to say atra. If it is a little far, then you have to say tatra.
Yeah, clear now.
Yeah, okay. Anything else? Any other doubts?
Hello. Ekatra, namaskara. Vaidyanatham. Namaskara. Ekatra, can you use a sentence? Ekatra?
I just told mamagraham ekatra eva. See, in only one place my house is there.
Acha.
And somebody else said, Kailashah ekatre eva asti.
Ekatre.
Eva means only. So, I want to say only in one place my house is there. So, ekatre eva mama griham asti. Somebody else wanted to ask something? If not, I'll just move to the presentation, then I'll tell.
Bhagini, can you say Arakshakaha ekatra asti? Something?
No, I don't get you. Arakshakaha.
Arakshakaha.
Arakshakaha is a police man.
Yes.
Okay.
Arakshakaha ekatra something.
No, at the present situation, Arakshakaah sarvatra santi. So, you can say, but only if there is only one policeman is there and he is there in only one place, then only you can use that. Maybe for example sake you can say, but logically you will have to think if it is possible.
Okay, Swagatam.
Any other doubts? So we are done till one point.
Only work for nowhere, Bhagini.
Bhagini? Yes.
For nowhere.
Sorry, I couldn't get you.
Nowhere.
I don't hear you properly still.
The word for nowhere. Here is atra, there is
okay.
Far away is atra. Like that for nowhere, is there any word?
Yeah, nowhere is, there are words for nowhere, but you can, when you speak, okay, like when you say it is nowhere, kimapi na, kimatra na, it's not even kimatra, kutrapi na. Kutra is where. Kutrapi na asti means nowhere it is.
Dhanyavada Bhagini.
Swagatam. Any other doubts?
Bhagini, you said that when you are...
Sorry, I think your voice got cut. Okay. So, any further doubts, you can, we can continue our conversation in the group, just in case if you have got any. We will just move to some of the technical points that I wanted to share regarding writing or of that sort. So, I'm sharing my screen again here. We can do it later. So, okay. We were, even somebody asked in the last class about writing vanam with the ma at the end and dot over the vana. So, I'll just give a small explanation on that. When you want to say vanam gachyati, saha vanam gachyati, which means he goes to the forest. When the word vanam is followed by a word that starts with a consonant, ga is a consonant, right? Then you should be using the ma with the tail. But when it is followed by a vowel or if it is at the end, then you can use nakara and a dot over it. So this is something that you should be knowing. So the vanam and vanam, both are same, but the in sound should be vanam. It is nasal. So the nasal sound is totally different from the ma. Vana, vanam. So that is how the pronunciation has to be. And when it is visarga, we have been using devaha, naraha, krishnaha, ramaha. Actually, that is wrong. We have a separate letter called H. If you see or even hear, there is H here. This is the only H. Visarga, the purpose of Visarga is when you have the air in the lung, you say Ramah, the extra air has to be taken out. The correct pronunciation is Ramah, Krishnah, Guru. It's not Ramah, Krishna, but somehow we have been practicing it for a long time, so we are just sticking on to it. But if that, in that case, then how will you differentiate between the actual H and the Visarga? So actual way of pronouncing Visarga is only that is the only proper way. But yeah, now we are used to it. Now if you go and say it, people might say that is wrong. So you can stick on to it. I just wanted you to know that there is a proper way of doing the ucharana of visarga.
So anuswara and visarga, anuswara has to be nasal. When you say vanam, when I say vanam, you should understand I'm writing a na and over that a dot should be placed. When I say vanam, then you have to write a ma with a tail. Because Sanskrit was a language which was first spoken, it was an oral for a very long time. Only then the letters came. Even before Panini Mahodaya gave us the Ashtadhyayi, or even before him codifying the Maheshwara Sutra or the Kavarga Tavarga and all that, even before that it has been existing. So then if the pronunciation is Ramaha, then how would someone know if he has to write ha or visarga? So there is always a precise pronunciation for everything. There is no doubt or no differentiation, no kind of query in the way that we write. It is only that we have got confused over a period of time, or probably the culture was changing, the tradition was changing, it was not oral anymore. Even now, if without the visual writing format, if I will have to teach, it's a challenge, right? I cannot explain ha and visargam properly. So learn the proper pronunciation, but try to stick onto it as much as possible. But for Ramaha, Krishnaha, you can go ahead with that, as we have been used to it for really a long time now. So now this is an important topic about nouns. So we saw about nouns. There are Pullingam, Strilingam, and Napumsakalingam. Pullingam means masculine, Strilingam means feminine, and Napumsakalingam is a neuter. And we also saw how does that end. Aha, ihi, uhu, Pullingaha. A and E, Strilingam or Strilingaha. Am is a Napumsakalingaha. So that's what we saw. Ajaha, Arthaha, Ramaha, Arihi, Kavihi, Induhu, Guruhu, Taruhu, these all are masculine gender nouns. Bharya, Nadi, Nari, Patni, Maya, so Akara and Dirga Ikara, E. So that E also represents feminine gender nouns. Like Chitram, Bhavanam, Kshetram, Upavanam, Vanam, Netram, all these are neuter gender words. So now I also said that Rama is just a stem. With Rama word you cannot do anything. Only if you play around with it and say Ramaha, then it is a usable word. When you want to say he is Rama, you have to say Saha Ramaha. You cannot say Saha Rama. So Rama is a stem. Ramaha is the usable word. Similarly, Karomi or Karoti, Kru is the dhatu. And again, you cannot use the dhatu. You have to add something to the dhatu to make it a logical word, to use it. Kru just means to do. It doesn't mean anything else. Kru is to do. How do you say I do, you do, he does, she does, or I run, she runs, he ate? So you have to play around with the dhatu to get it. So pratipadikam means nominal stem, and dhatu represents a root. Now why do I need two things? Because one is for noun and one is for action, verb. So the noun base was named by Pratipadika, and verb base is known as Dhatu. So Pratipadika is a raw word. It cannot be used. Only when it becomes a Padam, Padam means a word. I will repeat again. Pratipadika, Pratipadikam is a base. Only by adding something, you can make the unusable pratipadikam to a usable padam, a usable word. Similarly, a dhatu is an unusable root. Only by adding something to the dhatu, you can form a verb. So noun base, you get a noun. From a word base, you get a verb. The difference is the noun base is not usable, but the noun is usable. And the verb base is again not usable, but the dhatu from that is a usable one. Any doubts so far? You want me to repeat it again or is it clear?
Please repeat, ma'am. Please repeat.
Sure. Okay. So there are two things. Pratipadikam dhatu. Pratipadikam and dhatu both are non-usable stem or root. Dhatu, the literal meaning of dhatu is root. Pratipadikam is a noun base. So both are bases. Now, when I say Rama, Krishna, Harihi, Guruho, these are all nouns. Right? Because it represents somebody. When I say eat, run, jump, these are all verbs. So on one hand we have nouns, on the other hand we have dhatu. So for noun, to create a noun, you need a base, which is pratipadikam. So from pratipadikam, you get a padam, which is a noun padam. From dhatu, which means a root, you get a kriya padam, which is a verb. We technically call it subanta padam, tinganta padam, suptigantam padam. There is a sutra in Ashtadhyayi, Panini's Ashtadhyayi, called suptigantam padam. So anta means I already said, told you. Akaranta, ikaranta means the end. So sub ending padams are known as subanta padam. Thing ending padams are known as tinganta padam. We will see about subanta tinganta in the actual vyakarna session when we get into that. For now, remember there are two things called subanta padam, tinganta padam, which is nama padam and kriya padam. Subanta padam means nama padam. I forgot to mention it here. So it is known as nama padam or noun. Tinganta is known as kriya padam or verb. For example, Ramaha. So from Rama. So here the word Rama is a pratipadikam. So it is a noun base. From that I am getting Ramaha, which is a nama padam. Similarly, here kru is the dhatu. It is a verb base. From kru dhatu, I am getting a verb word called karomi, which is a kriya padam. Is it clear? So there are only two things. Pratipadikam, nama padam. Dhatu, kriya padam.
Bhagini,
is it clear? Varatu?
Just one question.
Yes, please.
Vidyadhar here.
Varatu.
That Subanta and Tiganta, whatever you have written here, they don't have sub or thing ending, right?
No, it is not like that. Subanta, Tiganta means they are all affixes. There is a very big table called sub table that will be using with Rama, and a lot of sutras will operate to give you Ramaha.
Okay.
Don't worry about it right now.
Okay, so it will come.
Yeah, I just wanted to introduce the terminologies to you.
Okay.
At this stage, we are focusing more on the spoken Sanskrit, but I feel this is also important to know. Okay. So I'm emphasizing.
Okay, thank you. Dhanyavaad.
Yeah. Swagatam. Any other doubts? If not, you can note down the homeworks now. So first will be from the book, which is 1.5, 1.6, that entire thing, 1.6, both you will have to do in 1.5. So that will be the homework, and you have to write sentences for all these on your own. Okay? And you have to also say it when you come to the class. next time. So far I've said three things. One is 1.5, 1.6 and write sentences using so far whatever you've learned. Asti, nasti, atra, tatra, sarvatra, kutra, kutrapi, na, that also somebody asked. So now you also know that. It's nowhere. Na kutrapi or kutrapi na. So that also you can add.
Kutrabi, can you just show me how to write a kutra, bb, na?
I know. It's not B, it's Kutra P. You know to write Pa, right?
Okay. Kutra P, not B.
Kutra P. No.
Okay.
So that's why I said it's by listening you should also know how to write it. When I say Arna and Na, you should know what Arna or Na I'm saying it. So, I said Kutra P, not Kutra B. Okay? Any other doubts in this?
The homework is clear, right?
And the next homework will be, I will recite a couple of akara, ikara, ukaraanta masculine padams, which is pullinga padani. You can write it if you want now, or you can hear the recording and do it later. So I'm reciting it now, just hear and you can write it. First one, akaraanta pullinga padaha. Padani, ajaha, attaha, the tha is mahapranam, ramaha, karaha, dutaha, ajaha, attaha, ramaha, karaha, dutaha. Next, words ending with ihi, ihi, arihi, kavihi, patihi, munihi, agnihi. This is a samyukta akshara, agnihi. Now, ukaranta, words ending with uhu. Hinduhu, Guruhu, Taruhu, Shambhuhu, Shambhuhu, Dabhu is Mahapranam, Ripuhu. Okay, now feminine gender nouns ending with akaranta. Bharya, bharya, chaya, chaya. Third one is maya. Fourth one is chinta. Chinta. Now, ikaranta. Nadi. Nari. Patni. Parvati. Nadi. Nari. Patni. Parvati. And finally, neuter gender. Ending chitram, chitram, bhavanam, bhavanam, kshetram, kshetram. This alone I will write and show you. And the final word is upavanam, upavanam. So, kshetram, I will just write it in English so that you can think. So, it starts like this. K-S-H-E-T-R-A-M, kshetram. Kshetram. Try to write it, if not I'll help you. So these are all the homeworks. I've given akaranta, ikaranta, ukaranta, pullinga padani. Akaranta, ikaranta, strilinga padani. And napumsakalinga padani. Napumsakalinga will always end in vanam, chatram. All these are napumsakalinga. Now you can ask your doubts for another 5 minutes. If not, we will close the class.
Hello.
Yeah.
Ma'am, what should I do with these words that you have given? Should I write?
You have to write.
Sample?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. For Rippuhu, it is it Rishi's R?
No, I didn't show Rippuhu. It is Rippuhu.
Rippuhu.
Okay, now that's unmute. I'm hearing a lot of noise again. Yeah, ask your doubt.
Rippuhu.
Yeah, Rippuhu. Rippuhu.
Okay.
Not Rippuhu. It's actually
okay.
Rushi, not Rishi, as we call.
Ah, Rushi, okay.
Yeah, Rushi, that's a vowel. The Rukara is vowel. But the Rippu here, the R is consonant, not a vowel.
Okay, fine.
Again, as I said, the clarity in the Ucharana will be, should be to that extent. When you say Rushi, Rushi, immediately the person should understand it is a vowel.
Okay.
If you say Rishi, it means nothing. The consonant Ri. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Sumitra Bhagini.
Bhagini. Bus. Bus, what do we say?
Namaste. Rupa here.
Bus is Lokaya Namahodaya. What is Rupa Bhagini?
Yeah. Last time we had this doubt about Yuvatihi. So Yuvatihi is ending in Visarga, but it is supposed to be for...
There are some exceptions for everything actually. So that could be the reason for that, because there are a lot of exceptions. Even for the masculine ending, though I say it akaranta, ikaranta, ukaranta, there are some exceptions.
So this is one of the exceptions, it's not a printing mistake.
Sorry?
It is not a printing mistake, is it? It's an exception.
Could be. I'll have to go through the actual letters that it could end with possibly. Because Yuvatihi, Tihi, I've not heard many of it.
Okay.
So there is a possibility.
Okay.
I'll confirm it. Okay?
Yeah, thanks.
Partha Sarvi here.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, tell
Partha Sarvi here. I have one doubt. We say key on the dot upstairs, up. But you said saha vanam gachati. When consonant comes, it is vanam is ma with a line below. We are not writing va na with a dot up. So can you give the difference? What is that?
That is the difference. You already told the difference. I don't understand your question.
But why it is like that? If consonant is there, we have to write this. If consonant is not there, we need not write that, is it?
You have to ask Panini Mahodaya, because he has given a rule like that.
Okay. So if
it's in Ashtadhyayi,
ma will be used.
Followed by a consonant. If there is a consonant,
not followed by a consonant, we can use this na with a dot.
Yeah. Again, there are some exceptions.
Okay.
But for now, this much is enough. Because
okay, thank you.
If I start saying that you will run away for sure. Because I did it, that's why. Yeah.
Bhagini, I am Vaidyanathan. Bus, what do we say?
There is no particular word for bus. Bus is something used by everybody. It's not a private vehicle. So it is called as Lokayanam.
No, in that page 112E, below that window, I think, sorry, dwaram.
Dwaram,
the picture
means
is
an opening.
Opening. Then below that, there is a picture for the bus. I just want to know what is the Sanskrit word for that.
I told you, Lokayanam.
Lokayanam. Thank you. Dhanyavaad. I didn't get it.
Okay, no problem. Any other queries?
Bhagini,
Bhagini, aham Rekha.
Vadatu Bhagini.
Last class I couldn't attend.
That's okay.
Can you tell brief about the last class, what you covered, because what are Swarayukat and Samyukta Vyanjanani? What are they?
For now, repeating again will take another 40 minutes for me to explain you.
What are they? Actually, vowels, consonants and Swarayukat and Samyukta Vyanjanani.
Swarayukta Vyanjana and Samyukta Vyanjana. Swarayukta is consonant plus vowel. When you say ka, it is ikka plus a. Right?
Okay.
That is Swarayukta. Samyukta means two consonants together. Ikka plus ka, okay. Ikka, ikta. So all these are Samyukta Vyanjana.
Okay. Understood.
Yeah, I'm just trying to make a matrix. Once that is done, I'll share it with you all.
Okay.
Any other doubts?
Yes, Bhagini and Nitya, yeah, what should we do with these words, Bhagini?
You have to write it.
Yes, Bhagini, I couldn't get you.
You have to write it in Sanskritam.
In sentences. Oh, but I couldn't catch up with most of the words, Bhagini.
Okay, I will send it in WhatsApp as an audio. I am not going to write it this time because you should get listening practice. Okay.
Okay.
Or you can even hear the recording again. Anyhow, I'll be posting it maximum by tomorrow. Very well.
Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah, because you have to get listening practice. Otherwise, I will not feel good about it if I don't make you listen properly. Yeah.
Dhanyavada Bhagini.
Swagatam.
Bhagini, this is Vidyadhara. Just wanted to know the meaning of Samyukta.
Samyukta, it is. It means joining together. Samyukta, it's not Samyukta.
No.
Samyukta means conjunct. The word conjunct means Samyukta.
Bhagini, I was asking for meaning of Sanchika.
I don't get you.
I don't know if you are able to hear me.
I can hear, but I don't understand what exactly you are asking.
Sanchika in one of the tables, earlier tables. Hear me?
I can hear you. I hear it as Ankita. That is what you are asking. I don't know.
I think he is asking Sanchika.
Or else can you write and send it in the chat?
Yes, I can.
Hello.
Yeah. Yes, Bhagini.
Hello. Yeah.
Hello. Ma'am,
do you have a WhatsApp group? Can you please add me to that?
Yeah, please send me a text so that I can.
Yeah, I have already sent you the text in the chat window.
What's your name?
Charumati.
Have you given a WhatsApp text to me?
No, I don't know your number. Can I send you an email?
Yeah, that is also fine. Or else, I'm just typing it in the chat window.
Okay.
So it's already time. Mahadev, you asked something, but I am very sorry that I could not hear it properly. If you can repeat it once again, I can try. If not, you just text me. I'll tell you what it is.
Yes, I will text.
Okay, yeah. All right. So, who asked Vaidyanathan Mahadev? Did you ask or who asked it?
No, I just wanted to, small help. I think it is time. I will send you a yeah, message. I just want your help to have the word, the joint letter, manchaha, which one to
We will do it after the Shanti Mantra so that others can leave. It's already late.
No problem.
Can you do the Shanti Mantra, Maudhya, Vaidhinathan Maudhya?
Sagana Bhautu, you can show that.
Om.
Sarvesham Swastir Bhavatu, Sarvesham Shantir Bhavatu, Sarvesham Purnam Bhavatu, Om Sarvesham Mangalam Bhavatu, Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Dhanyavadah Sarvesham.
Dhanyavad.
Shubharatri,
Namaskar.
Dhanyavad. If you have got any other doubts, you can text me. I will try to reply today, if not by tomorrow.
I will send you a WhatsApp message, Guruji.
Yeah, sure. Please do it. I will send it.
Thank you. Dhanyavad. Shubharatri.
Dhanyavad, Bhagini.
Dhanyavad, Sarvesham. Namaskar.
Namaskar.
धन्यवाद मैडम.
Good evening. Now I was in the last